idea that somehow there is wasteful spending because budgets lapse is an idea that's been around for a long time, and there is lots of anecdotal evidence that suggests that, in fact, people actually waste a lot of money because of the splurge in end-of-year spending. And I was fortunate to have a co-author who was consulting for the U.S. Army and was able to get access to data that actually allowed us to test this. And, you know, the results were somewhat surprising to us, to say the least.
Well, and the idea, conventional wisdom, is feds, by and large, have to spend most of their appropriations by the end of the fiscal year, at the end of September. And so oftentimes they'll use it or lose it money. Oftentimes they'll spend all this money in order to get it out the door because otherwise they just lose it, right?
Exactly. That's exactly the idea. And the popular perception is that a lot of this money is wasted.
Because it's done so quickly and just shoved through the system. And what did you find after looking at all this data? What's your assessment?
Well, what we found is that, in fact, there is excess spending to the tune of maybe about 20% if you look at the last couple of months in a fiscal year. So, yeah, there is additional spending that happens. But the interesting kicker is the following. This money turns out to be actually spent on things like pharmaceuticals primarily in the U.S. in the Army hospitals. And this is resulting in a lowering of expenditures in the first 2 months of the next fiscal year. Hmm. So all they are doing is really storing this money in the form of supplies and moving it from one period to the other.
Hmm.
So it's not... Our evidence is not very consistent with this money being wasted, so to speak.
And your report talks about saving-dissaving model. What is a saving-dissaving model?
Well, you're going to save the current year appropriations by buying pharmaceuticals, right? And you stock up on this stuff, and you dissave or you spend this saved amount at the beginning of the next fiscal year.
Hmm.
And that's what we kind of colloquially term the saving-dissaving model, to show that it is not enough to think about just 1 year in isolation. You need to really think about what happens across years.
So, and I think conventional wisdom, particularly outside the Beltway, is that a lot of this money is wasted and it's poorly managed and therefore bad feds. But the report pretty much concludes is actually managers are pretty effective working within the system that is set up.
That is exactly correct. I was actually quite surprised when I found this because... I mean, I believed in popular perception as well, but the data are pretty unambiguous. They do show that managers are, in fact, pretty consistent in how they spend this money, and this is over a reasonably large sample over a number of years, and the data are pretty convincing. And you find other patterns that suggest they're actually being effective and prudent in how they manage this money.
Now, were you able to assess whether the systemic issues, if those were fixed, would this benefit make government more efficient, make these Army hospitals more efficient, more operationally effective?
We did not look at that particular issue in this study. We are actually looking, the same set of authors are looking currently at a new set of initiatives that the Army hospitals have put or are implementing called performance-based budgeting.
Hmm.
And we are in the process of figuring out whether, in fact, that led to systematic improvements in the efficiency of operations. We have not completed that analysis yet, so I cannot speak to the findings. But, yeah, that is the logical next step in this line of inquiry.
And performance-based budgeting, as I understand it, is tying performance metrics to budget line items. Essentially, if you're spending money on it, it has to show some kind of results.
That is exactly correct. So they are going to determine the amount of money that is given to a hospital based upon volume and the mix of cases that they treat and the improvements that they show relative to benchmarks and so on and so forth. It's a pretty sophisticated system.
Yeah, very complex, I think, to try and sometimes make those ties. And it's often one of the challenges that happens in government, because it can be very difficult to do a just common assessment, do that kind of, you don't have a profit and loss statement, so you have to do other ways of measuring success.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. And but they've made, I think, pretty significant progress, and I'm really curious to see how that study will turn out.
Back to the study that you actually did, you look specifically at Army hospitals. Are there lessons for the Army in general, for government in general, about how to effectively manage this end-of-year spending?
I'm an academic. I would hesitate to generalize that much.
Right.
But there is at least one another study that was somewhat dated that also is consistent with our findings. So my only response would be that people ought to be a little bit more careful before jumping to conclusions about mismanagement and wasteful spending.
We hear that so often. Oftentimes the quickest judgment and the easiest judgment so often proves to be maybe not completely accurate.
That would be my recommendation. Yeah. That it is useful to look at a pattern, to look across years, because by and large I believe that people are sincere. I believe that people try to do the best job that they can, and the data that I have or this study certainly bears that out in the context of the Army hospitals.
And it also, I mean, as I was reading the study, I was reminded how complex this process is. And I think oftentimes many people outside the Beltway don't understand that this, it's not always as easy as it sounds.
That is correct. In the modern times, organizations have become very complex entities, and
yeah,
particularly in government, because of the amount of money that is involved and the other political and institutional constraints that are in place, it is easy to try and simplify the problem. But when we simplify the problem incorrectly, we are quick to jump to conclusions that are not really warranted. And it, I think, behooves us as the consuming public to kind of sit back and make sure that we actually understand what is going on before drawing conclusions.
When do you hope to finish up the next part of this study?
Hopefully within the next 6 months to a year. We are getting data almost as we speak, and we have the project approved, and we are ready to run the analysis. We are waiting for a couple of final pieces to fall into place before we can execute it. So I hope to report back to you within the year, I hope.
Great. Well, I can't wait to hear those results. Is it easy to get access to this kind of data?
Not at all. It is actually quite difficult to get access to this data. I was just very lucky to have this co-author who is a veteran and therefore had contacts in the Army and has been working with the Pentagon people on improving the efficiency of operations. And, one thing led to the other, and we said, hey, here is a great idea. You have the data. Let's try and execute and do some formal analysis. So it is lucky that we were able to get the data.
And that opening of that data allows this kind of assessment. It's I think it's part of the idea behind the open data, the transparency initiative, is if you free up this kind of information, we end up learning a lot.
I would agree with that. I'm all for more data being available and for more transparent government. I mean, daylight is the best disinfectant that we have.